it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day.
What's going on?
Hump day. Good morning.
I have an email from Jill Taylor from Texas. I don't know where in Texas, but from Texas for sure. And she wrote, my girls love their MyPillow dog beds so much that they try to share it. I have two, but they love the one next to me in my office. I use the code
Chicks.
And I was able to get the two at a great price. I love how you can take them apart and wash the case and then they go back together just perfectly. Definitely the best dog beds ever.
Ever.
Love you both. Your faithful listener from Texas, Jill Taylor. And hi from Liesl and May, who I am assuming are the dogs.
Right.
And she's so right. Cute. The dog beds are amazing. And so
the dog beds are amazing. My dogs love the dog beds. They love them. And then the towels, you know, to dry them off after you like,
give
them a bath.
I hope people are taking us seriously this time when we say now is your chance to get a six pack of towels, like a set of six for $39.99 when you use code CHICKS. Because they're the best towels ever. I don't know how to express this deeply enough. I just can't. I can't. So call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com, use our code, get yourself the discounts, buy other things you're going to be happy with no matter what you get. I promise you. Promise. All right. I saw some comments yesterday, I think on our YouTube channel and mostly, but I haven't had a chance to look at Facebook comments yet either. I'm sure some people were addressing it there. People were very upset that we did not talk about Joe Biden wiping his butt. And so I feel like we probably should.
We probably should address the butt wiping. Let's do that. We probably should unpack and untangle the wiping of the butt.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so if you haven't seen this video that went viral, I'm going to show it to you and we'll play that part of it if I can find the exact spot a couple of times. I have listened to this over and over and over again. I cannot make out what he's saying. I want to believe that he's not saying, I wiped my butt, but that is exactly what it sounds like he's saying. And so that is what was trending. If you guys have a better explanation, I am all here.
Well, I mean, people do have explanations.
My butt's been wiped.
And my butt's been wiped.
A pathway to be in reconciliation.
My butt's been wiped.
Immigration to be in reconciliation.
My butt's been wiped.
Immigration. A pathway for citizenship.
What is he saying?
I don't to be in reconciliation.
My butt's been wiped.
Immigration.
I don't know. Do you guys have suggestions? But I will tell you, he sounds like an old senile man. He sounds ridiculous. He sounds like, you know, like your senile, you know, old uncle that, you know, walks into like a family reunion and you're like, oh, God, Uncle you. Joe, you scoundrel, just crazy old... You're just crazy, you know, and everybody just sort of laughs along with him, knowing that he just doesn't know what's what.
Yeah,
that's what he's just saying things. He's the president, you guys.
And everyone is saying, all I hear is my butt's been wiped. And I agree. That is what it sounds like. But you guys, he can't be saying that, right? Like, there's that cannot be what he's actually saying. There has to be an explanation.
Listen, it can be. It actually can be what he's saying. It can be, Mock. I think that it's just, like, so otherworldly that we're over. What? What does somebody say? What?
There's a Carol here who actually said senior shaming. That's that we're, I think
Are
she's accusing
serious?
Us of
we're
senior
shaming. We're senior shaming. Really, Carol?
You don't have a problem with the fact that this guy is the leader of the free world and his family is actually making him do this?
Right. They actually made him run for president when he was in this state. But you're mad at us. You're mad at us, Carol.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Somebody wants to know the question he was asked. Okay, it's hard to hear. I'll play it again, and we can, like, think about the question in context. Let's do it again.
Apostles, does it need to be in reconciliation? Must it be in reconciliation?
It must be what?
Immigration.
Something about reconciliation?
Does it need to be in reconciliation?
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's what they're saying. They're saying
it's about
does immigration need to be in the reconciliation bill? So they're probably talking about the reconciliation bill that the House is going to try to get all their wish lists approved on. And they're asking about immigration being a part of reconciliation. So that's the context.
Yeah, but does that person actually think that he's speaking within the context of the conversation?
Well,
or does he think that or because I believe that he's just coming at her with, like, you know, he's just coming at her with something that's completely unrelated to what she's asking, because he does that. I mean, we all saw him on the town hall, right? This is what he does. He just speaks in circles and doesn't make any sense. And then Don Lemon's like, I'm going to go ahead and try to pretend that we can make sense of what you just said. But it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. Don Lemon's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The FDA? The FDA? No, that's not what he was trying to do.
Oh.
He wasn't trying to.
Kelly says maybe he said a bill for what? A bill for what? My butt's been wiped.
Okay, play it again. Play it one more time.
All right.
What must be what?
Immigration.
What must be what?
Immigration.
No.
What must be what?
Immigration.
I cannot make heads or tails of it.
I have no idea.
I cannot figure it out.
But I need somebody to ask Jen Psaki what he said.
Somebody, ooh, that would be great.
Somebody like, yeah.
I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah, Ducey needs to ask her. Ducey needs to go, listen, this is the soundbite that rocked the world. We need to know, did he actually say, my butt's been wiped? And if in fact he did not, what did he say? People, we need to know. It's sort of like the whole, what was the whole debate
that we
had about the
dress? It's Green Needle and Brainstorm.
Yeah, it was that or the dress. Remember, it's like we've had this back and forth, and like everybody wants to know. Inquiring minds are inquiring. We want to know what he said. So he needs to settle this.
Yeah, once and for all. Yeah. And you know what he's probably going to say? He's probably going to say that what he was saying is, Eddie, are you walking?
Eddie, are you walking? That's what he's going to say. Either that or he's going to go, come on, man.
Right.
One of the two. Right.
Okay. I also need to show the crying. And we're not going to show all the crying. You guys, there was so much crying at the hearing for January 6th yesterday that it was ridiculous. All the cops, all four cops who testified, they all cried.
Everybody
Adam
cried.
Schiff cried. Adam Kinzinger cried. There was like just endless crying.
Yeah.
And Adam Kinzinger is the weirdest one because he literally was laughing the moment, the half second before he cried. So it was really bizarre. Laughing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you to my colleagues on the committee.
And crying.
Thank you to our witnesses. I never expected a day to be quite as emotional for me as it has been. I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken. You guys all talk about the effects you have to deal with, and, you know, you talk about the impact of that day. But you guys won. You guys held. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days.
Are there tears coming out of his eyes? I'm just curious.
We're defined by how we come back from bad days.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just
curious.
How we
take accountability for that.
But just to recap for all the how it started.
Yeah. Music. Giggle, giggle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then it, like, and, immediately crying. What are,
yeah,
what?
That's like turning on a dime there. It's like, just curious. And the whole, and when you cry, I mean, usually when you cry, there's like tears. I'm just pointing that out.
So anyway, yesterday's hearing was complete and total theater. It was a spectacle.
Yeah, it was so clear.
I mean, now it's clearer than ever, right? That the four people that they chose to come and testify, their goal with this is to have a reason to go and arrest Trump. That's what the cops are wanting.
Totally.
That's what everybody on this committee was wanting. It's all so painfully, ridiculously obvious. The whole thing is a sham. It's just one more. They can't stop. They can't stop chasing Trump. Can't stop.
Right. It's just crazy. I mean, this is all these people want to do. They just want to live for hurting him, arresting him. And you know what? And then what? So arrest him, put him in jail. Then what? Then what do you want to do? You want to kill him? Like, what do you want to do? Like, it's like they will not stop. They will not stop with their hatred with Trump. It's like, I've never seen such a extreme hatred. Like I said yesterday, it's like sport with these people.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And it won't stop. Like, I mean, you can be sure too
that that what will not come out of this hearing are any questions about the planning, because that's of course why Jim Jordan and Jim Banks weren't allowed to be on it.
Right.
They wanted to ask, hey, Pelosi, how come this was so ill? How are we so ill prepared for this? Why is that question not being asked? And why are the videos of like the little group of people who were dressed up in their black Antifa outfits and then quickly changing into MAGA gear on video? Why will those videos not be part of this hearing? Because I guarantee you they won't be. They won't be shown. So there's so much wrong with it, and it's just all such a farce. And I can't believe we're spending our money, you know, putting this whole charade on. The whole thing is ridiculous.
It is theater. It's absolute theater. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he did a good job with the crying, didn't he? I mean,
yeah, really.
Good. I wonder if he took drama in high school. He probably did.
Also, the big news from yesterday, of course, was the CDC coming out with its new guidelines and saying, hey, if you've been vaccinated, it doesn't matter. You're still going to have to mask up everywhere. And we think kids K through 12 should be masking all day, not because of any kind of science. We're going to tell you that it's because of science, but it's not really because of science. We just want to control you. And you've proven to us that you're going to let us. And so we're just going to keep right on doing it. So that's what happened with the CDC.
Yeah. So what are the people going to do? What are we going to do? What's our response going to be? There's going to be half of us that are like, okay.
Okay. Right.
And then there's going to be the other half. They're going to be like,
no. I know. It was what? Like last week, I think that we got the email from Carmel Schools, my kids' schools, saying, you know, that masks are recommended for kids who haven't been vaccinated, but it's obviously,
you know,
your own thing. Well, right, because they're not going to ask. So they basically were making it your own choice.
Right.
But now I fully expect they're going to turn right around and say everybody has to be masked all the time.
Because your governor is a wuss.
Yeah, our governor is a wuss. And he's a huge disappointment.
Right.
I'm sorry if you're watching, Eric, but
I'm not
very
sorry.
Disappointed.
I'm not sorry. I mean, it's like, and I know that people will be really mad at me for that, but I mean, you got to have strong leader, conservative leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's not strong conservative leadership when you roll over and you know that this has nothing to do with science. You're not protecting your people. protect your people. I mean, it's like, I live in Texas. I would hope to God that, you know, Abbott's not going to go, he's not going to roll over and go, well, I mean, the CDC, this is not based in science at all, but I mean, they said so. So I'm going to go ahead and just default to them. You know, mm-hmm. I would hope that he's not going to do that. He's going to follow suit with Florida and South Dakota. And he's going to go, no mask mandates in the school. Kids have no business having diapers on their face all day. It's not
especially
healthy,
especially for the 12 and up who have been vaccinated.
Exactly. What?
They keep taking away the carrots. Like, they dangle a carrot and say, you're going to be able to go maskless everywhere. And then they just take the carrot away. So how is this going to incentivize anybody who was on the fence about getting the vaccine? Why bother? What is the point?
It's madness. It's absolute madness. So, I mean, I hope there's going to be more governors out there who are like, no, no, we've seen what's happened over the past year and a half. We're not going to do this. I hope that they follow suit. And this is going to be a huge, huge issue for the upcoming elections. Huge. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's still far enough away that if we're still having this whole entire debate a year from now, I just cannot.
Well, if there's going to be more lockdowns, think of what that's going to do to the psyche of America. Again, people are worn out. They are worn out. And kids especially, think of what this has done to the mental health of kids over the past year and a half. And the ramifications of that, and the long-term ramifications of that. I feel like nobody is taking that into consideration, you know? There's so many things that we're not considering. We're just looking at this one virus, which is going to be a recurring virus. You know, it's like the flu. It's going to be seasonal. Are we going to do this every single time that this comes around? In perpetuity, forever and ever, amen. Are we going to do this? Are we going to freak out and say everybody's going to lock down? Okay, do we do that with the flu? Do we do that? Are we going to, seriously, we're going to do this forever? We can't do this. This is the thing. We're not handling this like normal, rational human beings. We're just not handling it well. I mean, there are certain pockets of people who are doing that. And so I think normal, rational human beings are going to start gravitating towards the people who are handling it rationally.
Yeah. Well, and especially because it's meaningless while they keep letting illegals come in with COVID. They're not testing them. They're coming with COVID. The southern states are the ones that are hardest hit. And there's the ones with the numbers that are climbing. And nobody is asking that question. Nobody in this administration thinks, I wonder if it's because we keep letting scores of people over the border and then we fly them everywhere. You know, there's 50,000 people that didn't even get a notice to appear. They just let 50,000 people just within the last week just go wherever. And they have no record of them. They're not tracking them in any way. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And they don't get to preach to us about how seriously they're taking COVID. It's bullshit. They don't take it seriously. Clearly.
Right.
Oh, I would love to see the number of teen suicides compared to the number of teen deaths that have happened as a result of COVID.
Because of COVID.
I guarantee you it's pretty close, or the suicide rate is higher.
And the suicide rate, we're not talking just teens. We're talking the ages of 9 to 18. So when you think of teenager, you think of like a teenager in high school, right? The suicide rate has gone up from the age of 9 to like 18. This is insanity. Like, it's not okay. These kids, we need to start thinking about our kids and their mental health and what we're doing to them because of all these restrictions and these lockdowns and the masks and this crap that it's not helping. It's not helping.
God, it's just infuriating. Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell. That's the only reason, you guys. And they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
And
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. That is amazing.
Yeah,
if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right? I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're going to walk away with like a basket full of awesome and Fluff Better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. So Obama is planning a 60th birthday party for himself at his Martha's Vineyard mansion. And he's inviting Oprah and George Clooney. That's just part of his guest list.
You know, so what? America's
he's better than you.
America's very oppressive, isn't it?
So oppressive.
It is,
so,
isn't
and
it? Very
he is, because of the color of his skin,
right?
Obviously a victim of that oppression.
He is. So it's such an oppressive country. Yeah. At Martha's Vineyard, I heard it's very, very nice.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. And speaking of privilege, Chasten and Pete.
Chasten.
You wanted to talk about Chasten and Pete.
Yeah, Chasten is bitching about how expensive Washington, D.C. is, you guys.
Oh,
so
no.
It's so expensive. They can't find an apartment there. They can't find a place to live that's actually, you know, affordable. They can't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's a stay-at-home Chasten. And then Pete works. And so, you know, it's like he's not working right now. And so it's tough for the two of them to find a place.
Is it really tough? Because the, over the past 2 years, they've made anywhere between $800,000 and $1.8 million because of the podcasting and the books. And not to mention Pete's nice cushy salary is part of the cabinet right now. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to say, because by the way, the apartment building that he was saying they can't afford a one bedroom plus den apartment in, $4,500 a month. So, I mean, it's not cheap. But I feel like they make enough that they can afford it. And even if they don't, say they have like crazy student loans or some ridiculous family debt. I don't know.
Right.
Just let's assume that for the moment.
Right.
Even if that's true, you don't get to have public record salary like that and bitch about how much you're struggling just because you want to seem relatable. You are not relatable.
You're not relatable at all. One. And two, you're a Democrat. So you've created that problem. You know, you're part of the problem that these cities are so damn expensive. Your policies have lent themselves to them being so expensive. Case in point, like the San Franciscos and the DCs and all of these places. And DC is like, man, it's expensive and it's hoity-toity and it's, you know, that it has the most, I think DC, if I'm not mistaken, has the highest concentration of wealth in the United States. You know, it's because of people like you, Pete Buttigieg, you know, because y'all get paid the most, because we pay you the most amount of money. We pay you, we pay your salary. You're welcome for that salary so your man can stay home. Must be nice. Maybe you should get a job, Chasten. There's a thought.
I hear there's a lot of jobs open right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can go work at Starbucks.
Just makes me sad. Do we want to talk about Simone Biles? Because she is creating a lot of she's creating a lot of controversy.
Very distinct camps. There's like the whole camp that's because she pulled out because of her mental health. And, you know, and she's at the top of her game. I mean, she is the bomb.com when it comes to just her
performance. She's got goat on her leotard.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
she
does
on her leotard.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know she actually was like self-proclaimed goat.
Okay. She is the goat.
Well, I mean, it begs the question, like it's, If this was a dude doing this, that's one of the questions I have. How would we feel about it, right? Because she's a woman. I think she gets a little bit more, you know. Well, I mean, it's so good that she's doing. She's a role model for people with, you know, trying to take care of their mental health. But it's two camps, right? One camp is saying this is so great, you know, because she's such a role model for people that are trying to take care of their mental health and doing self-care. And then there's another camp that's like, this is a crock of crap because she knew what she was getting into going in. And there's somebody that could have taken her spot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some Olympian out there. Cause you know, I got to kid. You got a kid who play, they play sports. You guys have kids that play sports. These kids work their asses off to get into this spot. And there is probably somebody that was like the runner up to her spot that's thinking, oh my God, I could have done this. Yeah. I could have taken that spot, you know? So those are the camps, right?
Right. Well, I'm like floating somewhere in the middle because like, I think if she doesn't feel like she can mentally hack it, okay, whatever. I mean, you had a commitment to your team and I think that's kind of shitty for you to pull out, but say that you're a mental like wreck right now and you feel like you just can't do well. All right. Fine. So you say I'm pulling out because of my mental health and I can't hack it. Then you don't get to take compliments from people who are calling you courageous and stunning and brave because right. It's not. You gave up. And so I don't blame you if you mentally can't hack it, fine, pull out, but you don't deserve praise for it. Like that's right. Where I have the problem. So yeah. It's fine. Take care of you, right? But I mean, you've let down your team. Even right. If they're saying you didn't let them down, you've let down the United States gymnastics team. Mm-hmm. And that's not courageous. That's you being soft. And that's the problem is that there's not enough delineation anymore between weakness and mental health. Now it's like a lean on excuse. I'm taking care of my mental health. Really? Are you maybe just soft? Maybe you're just giving up too easily because now we're letting you off the hook so easily. Yeah. We're praising you because of it. So I don't know what the line is, but I don't like it.
And I don't know anything about like her endorsement deals or anything like that. I mean, I imagine that she probably is not going to suffer because of this, like financially or otherwise.
Right.
Because, you know, she really was at the top of her game and she had a ton of endorsement deals. And it's not like anybody's going to pull those deals. You know, like
no, they'll use it. They'll be like, we're so proud of her for taking care of her, you know, being an example of others mm-hmm. of how to take care of themselves mentally. This is going to be the new standard that we're going to have people pulling out at the very last second. Mm-hmm. And then we're calling them brave. What about the girls who stayed in? They're the ones that deserve all the praise right now.
But it does, again, it begs the question, what if this were, you know, like a Tom Brady that did this? Would he be praised? Would he be praised for like leaving at the last minute before he had to go in and play a huge game? Would it be, you know, I'm just putting that out there. I don't know. Cause I mean, as a woman, I kind of look at this and I'm like, my daughter asked me about this yesterday and I towed the line a little bit cause she's 11. I'm going to be like, well, I mean, she totally bailed on her team, man. You don't do that. You don't bail on your freaking team, you know? And I said to her as an 11-year-old, I was like, listen, she's taking care of herself because she doesn't feel, like she's mentally prepared to compete. I go, moreover, here's another thing that I've noticed about Simone Biles. She never seems like she's full of joy when she plays her sport. And that's what I pointed out to my 11-year-old. I said, if you watch her face, and they were showing clips of her because she came on the screen. This is why we were talking about it. I said, look at her face, honey. I said, she never looks happy. She never looks happy doing what she does. I said, and that's one thing, like, you know, because she swims. And I said, one thing that, you know, your daddy and I always want you to be is happy when you swim. If you're not happy, we don't want you doing it. You know, and that's one of the big things. Like if I ever see that you're up on that block and you don't have joy on your face or, competitive spirit and you really aren't enjoying what you're doing, then quit.
What's the point? Yeah.
What's the point? Yeah. And I do see that in Simone Biles. And maybe I'm reading too much into it because I don't know her. I don't know her from Adam. You know, we're not friends. But if you ever look at her face, she doesn't look like she's having a good time. You know, she looks like she's miserable. I don't know. That's just the way that I'd see it. And so.
Well, and there's a lot of people who are like, she was sexually abused for years and she. Right. You know,
I hear you.
There's so much pressure on her because she is the goat and there's all this extraordinary pressure. Then, okay, then that's when she decides. She decides well in advance then of actually being at the freaking Olympics that this is no longer for her.
Yeah,
that's fine. Like no one is denying her right to like pull out. It's just the way that she did it, the timing of it, and the reaction by some people who are saying that it's the most courageous thing they've ever seen. That's what's like, what is even happening to our society that we're now rewarding weakness? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And listen, people are saying game face, Daisy. Listen, it's one thing to have game face when you go in there, but when you stick it a landing or you finish something, you're usually pretty happy about it. Like, y'all remember the Mary Lou Retton's of the world or the Carrie Strugs or whatever. When you stick something or you're done, then you have that joyful exuberance. You're like, I freaking did it. You know, you're excited. I'd never seen that with her. Maybe I've just not seen it. I don't know. Maybe I've just never seen her, you know, I've missed those clips, but I've just, I tried to look for them and I'm like, she doesn't seem like she's very happy doing this, you know? And I totally
hear you. And the fight is very, very interesting indeed. All right. Time for talks. I got a few good ones for you. So first of all, this one just cracks me up because there's this guy who is talking about his favorite musical sounds, not lyrics, not music actually, but like just sounds and pieces of songs. And there is a point in this video where he describes a sound as seagulls divorcing that I can't get over how well he pinpointed the sound. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like seagulls divorcing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Here he goes.
I'm going to give a huge shout out to a few of my favorite music noises. All music is noises, but these are a few of my, specifically a few of my favorite noises in music. Nicki Minaj saying rim, 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 rim.
Get one of my car cross, could I get salt all around that rim, 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 rim train?
It's been in my head for about a decade now. Very good noise, Nicki. A little indie release, gonna be song of the summer. It's a song called Despacito. It doesn't matter what language you're speaking. Bom, bom, that is universally enjoyable. Good noise. And my favorite noise of all time from Mario's Let Me Love You. I don't know if it's a synth. It kind of sounds like a seagull getting divorced. I don't know what it is. Noises don't get better than that, fam. Shouts out that noise.
It's a seagull getting divorced. Did you guys get it?
Why is that so funny
to
me?
You with us? Seagull, you with Mock? You following? You tracking?
I don't know why that's so funny to me, you guys. The fact that he heard that and was like, oh yeah, it sounds like a seagull getting divorced.
The seagull getting divorced. Uh-huh.
Also, if you...
We're going to be in Vegas and I'm going to look at her and I'm going to be like... She's going to go, oh, that's a seagull getting divorced.
Oh my God.
This is our friendship, you guys. This is our friendship.
You are in Texas where it is very hot.
It is hotter than hell. Yeah, it's great. So great.
But this woman wanted to just point out something that's really great about the Texas heat. Okay.
There's one good thing about the Texas heat. You can guarantee that no one's waiting in your back seat to kill you.
That's right.
So see?
That is so right. That's so true.
Right? There's that.
I never worry about that. And if they were waiting, they would just be dead. You should be like, there's a dead person in my back seat. Oh, that person wanted to kill me. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is literally me watching any Olympic sport.
Ooh. That wasn't good. Sloppy.
That was garbage. Oh, bunch of losers.
I love that he's like, bunch of losers.
So true. Like, losers. Losers.
Okay, one more. And this one is on a serious topic because it's about domestic abuse. Okay.
Okay.
So yesterday I was assaulted and I don't know what to do because the police won't do anything. I know right where he lives and they won't go after him. They won't. One of the officers actually told me, quote, ma'am, please stop calling. We can't arrest a squirrel. And I'm like, why? Okay. I want him arrested. He's got tiny little wrists. Put some tiny little handcuffs on him. No, I want him. I want him prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is a crime. Thank you.
Oh my God. It's a crime, you guys.
That's a bad squirrel attack, man. Actually, scratch that. It was a squirrel negative encounter. So
that's right. It's not an attack, you guys. It's a negative encounter. She was negative encountered. That's what happened there.
Anyway, those are today's talks.
Guys, it's going to be a great Wednesday. All right. Everybody bring it in.
Hump day.
Everybody bring it in. It's going to be a great, great Wednesday. Mm. Oh, my God. I'm stretching. I'm like, so good. Okay, you guys, make it count. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. More Americans died from drug overdoses last year than any year on record, yet there seems to be no real plan to address it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, former DEA official Derek Maltz joins me to discuss what can be done to fight back. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.